Okay, we're up to the end of Perek Beis. Okay, let's start from. Let's review Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay, review a little bit. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Perek Beis. Vayishmu Shloisha Esrei Eiyod. The three friends of Eiyod arrived. They heard Eis Kol Hara Hazois Haboha Olaf. They heard about the horrors that came upon Eiyod, and each of the three friends came from their makom. Chazal tell us that they lived in three ends of the world. And yet, also, I'll read the Gemara in a few moments. We mentioned this yesterday, they had trees or they had crowns. They had some type of technique to detect when one of the friends was suffering. They stood together.
Okay.
These were his three friends. Okay, I don't.
Each one comes from a different part of the world.
Yes, each one came from. There's a very great trip. Each one made a very great trip to come together.
Did they make it on time? I mean, after all, the Shiva is 7 days.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure, but it says they travel. I'll read you what it says. It's a good more of Kezayin. I'll read you what it says right away. My vayivo adu yachdav. Omar v'yudu marav malame chniklus kulam b'shar echad. V'tana bein kol echad v'yechad mehem shlosh meos parsei. 300 parsos. Okay, that's Chazal's example of a guzma. Every time Chazal uses the number 300, it means a guzma. I told once explained there are two guzmos. There's a guzma using the number 300, and a guzma using the number 400. 400 is a spiritual type of guzma. 300 is a physical type of guzma. According to some, the last letter of the Aleph Beis really is the letter Shin. That's really the Gemara of the Aleph Beis, and already the letter Tav. That's already a letter which is more of a spiritual letter. That's like a summary of the letters of the Aleph Beis. It's interesting that on our tefillin, we have a shin. We don't have a tav on the tefillin, we have shoshaka. We represent shaka. Hashem created the world. Sha'omar li'olam oydai. The letter which Hashem used to create this world, a physical world, is the letter shin. Sha'omar li'olam oydai shakai. Okay, but let's go further here. So I'm reading you the Gemara. The Gemara says they all came from the distance of 300 parsos. How did each one? So that's right away we know that they lived the ends of the world, of the earth. How? Then the Gemara asks the question, how did the friends know about the suffering of Eiyod? Some say, they all had crowns. There was some type of magical crown. And on the crown was etched the... I'll read you what it says here in the parish. Shekasarim hayaluhem v'chol keser shloisha partzufim. Each crown had three images. V'ish eshmo mechaykek al partzufay. And the name of each friend was etched on his image. Uchshabon yesudim al echad mehem partzufay mishtane. The image changed, was transformed. That was an indication that something is wrong. So they got on their private jet and they arrived at the home of Eiyod. V'ikadem some say... Ilonei havelahu. They had trees in their backyard. They planted three trees. Each tree represented one of the friends. And the kevan de chomshe, if one of the trees withered, that was a sign. Haveyade, they knew that something was wrong. Amar Rava Haidu Dharma Inshid, beautiful Chazal. Oy chavra ke chavere de Eiyod oy misusa. If you want to have friends, it's only kedai to have friends like the friends of Eiyod, at least in the beginning. The friends did not turn out to be to his benefit, as we will see as we'll go through the psukim. But at least, Bava Basra, Daf Tezaina, almost all the popular Maamarei Chazal about Eiyod appear in Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph. And the Gemara says, if you want to have friends, the type of friends you should yearn to have are friends like Eiyod, his friends. They were loyal. A friend, the test of friendship is loyalty. And the test of friendship is when things are not good, when things are bad, they'll be there at your side. It's exactly what these friends did when times were hard, when Eiyod was suffering. That's when they showed up. Other people, obviously, they ran away. And if you don't want to have these type of friends, then it's better death. Oy misusa, it's death is preferred to not having friends other than, he uses an expression in English, with friends like these, who needs enemies? Right? That's a very, how true it is. Okay, so let's go back over here to the Pasuk. Over here it says in the back, in the middle of the Pasuk, so we have Elifaz, Hatemoni, Bildad, Hashuchi, Vitsefer, Hanamosi, Vayivadu, Yachtu, they gather this together, Lavo, Lanudlo. Lanudlo means to bend their head.
We on Pasuk Yud Al, Eben Ezra, says that Moshe Kasa Sefer Iyu.
Moshe Rabbeinu. We mentioned that in Hakdama, right? This is where it says it. So wait. Why? Where? What's the source? What's the? Why do we see that in Pasuk Yud Aleph?
He says of Teman.
Elifaz. Moshe Rabbeinu.
The genealogy there
as to how. Okay, some say Eliphaz was the son of Esav. The son of Esav was the Eliphaz that we're referring to here. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a misunderstanding, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who wrote Sefer Iyot. Vayisu es Einehem, they came lavo, lanudlo, to bend their head, to commiserate with him. Ulenachamo, and to give Iyot comfort. Pasuk Yudbeis, Vayisu es Einehem Erechok. Nidui? To excommunicate him?
Not excommunicate, but more of a, he sits alone and...
I don't know, I didn't see that, because that would not be the purpose of their visit. Their visit is to come. Nidui is... Many times we have the same... Many times you have the same word. He's saying something very interesting. Many times you have one word which has opposite meanings. Yishrosh, Yisharesh, to take root and to uproot. So here, you're saying very good, the word Lanud has these two meanings. And one, it means Nidui, which means to excommunicate, Bada, isolation. And then when you use the same Sharesh in a different form, with different Nikud, it means just the opposite. To connect yourself, to participate, to be Mishtatef in the Tsar of that person. So what you're saying really, it makes sense. The same Sharesh has completely opposite meanings, and perhaps that's what the deep meaning of this word is. Lanulo means to be part. We are here, Imoy Anochi Betzara. We want to commiserate with you. We want to be part. We want to take away some of the tzar. Tzaras Rabim is Chatzi Nechama. If your person feels that other people are suffering along with you, that is half of the Nechama. So these people wanted to show to Eve that we are mourning with you. We are suffering along with you. That itself is the ultimate form of nechama. You're really saying heavy-duty stuff, Rabbi Michal. Okay, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayisu es Einehem. They lifted up their eyes. We have the same thing with Avraham. Avraham, right? Vayisu eina vayar v'inei. He lifted up the vayar samoko merechok. Vayisu es Einehem merechok from a distance. V'lo hi kiru, when they did not recognize Iyoif, because he was transformed due to his illness. Vayisu koilam vayivku, they lifted up their voice and they cried. Vayikru ish mi'ilo, each person, he ripped his garment. Vayizriku afar al rashehem hashamoimo, and they threw earth upon their heads upwards. It's not really clear what this is, some type of ancient custom where the word Hashemayimah means towards heaven. They threw earth over their heads, Hashemayimah. It's some ancient custom to show that you are in a state of mourning. Pasuk Gimel, Vayeshu Ito La'aretz, they sat down together with him on the earth, Shivas Yomim V'Shivas Leilos, for 7 days, 7 nights, Ve'ein Dover Elov Davar, no one said a word, Ki Ra'u, they saw Ki Godal Hake'ev Mo'o, they saw that the pain was extremely great. Acharechein, okay, every time it says achar, this achar and acharei, acharei means after a long period of time. It seemed like an eternity. 7 days, right? 7 days, 7 days, 7 nights is an eternity. I heard from my cousin, he said a very funny joke. He said there was once a person and he was told by the doctor that he only has an hour to live. So he went to his professor. He said to his professor that when I heard that I only have an hour to live, I decided I'm going to go to your lecture. My last hour of my life, I want to be in your presence.
It's really going to
kill. I want to be in your presence. So the professor was flattered, like, wow, that this my student, he holds me to be so precious. He's willing the last hour of his life to sit. Tachas Raglav, So the student said, it's not because I enjoy you, I like you, I hold from you. It's because when I go to your class, an hour is an eternity. So here it says acharei. If I'm not mistaken, Chazal say this achar and acharei. Acharei is an expression which means a long time after. It means hundreds of years, centuries. It was only 7 days. It was only 7 days and seven nights. But anyone that had this experience where you're uncomfortable and you're in a room or you're in the presence of someone and you can't say something, you're not allowed to say, or you don't want to say something, every second feels like an eternity. Okay, I've had that experience a number of times. I'm sure many here has as well. So here, they're sitting here for 7 days, seven nights, and Eev doesn't say one word, and we're going to see in a few moments, this is the source for the halacha, that when a person comes to be Menachem Ovel, it's not proper to begin the conversation. You're supposed to wait for the Ovel to open to speak, and then you respond. He begins the conversation. So here, Eev did not say anything, so they did not open up their mouths. They had nothing what to say. It felt like an eternity. And that's why it says in Pasuk Yudalit, even though it was only 7 days, it was considered acharechein. Finally, he broke the silence. Pasach Eev espiu vayikalel es yomo, and he cursed. He cursed the day that he was born. So finally he cracked. No, he did not curse Hashem. Nowhere in Sefer Eiv does Eiv actually say something bad against Hashem. That's very interesting, because that was the test of the Satan. Ultimately, Eiv passed the test. But he came awfully close. He came, the words of criticism and frustration and tsar border.
The word Yivarechecha instead of...
Over here it says Vayikalel. It actually says with Vayikalel, because he didn't actually say anything bad against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but his words were extremely harsh and sharp and came very, very close, as we will see, to failing the test. But at least here it says Vayikalel Asyom, and this really is an expression which goes over for the entire Sefer. The entire Sefer is summarized. The next 40 prakim are summarized with the words Vayikalel Asyom, he cursed the day he was born. Okay, before we go into the next parak, let's see the Mitzudos and Rashi, starting Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayishmu min hamesaprim, it's a mikra kotzer, they heard. Who told the friends? How did the friends know about Eov's plight? So there were people, they were informers, they were messengers. Each one came from their place, from their... Ooh, the Kapitchnet Sarev is here. Shalom Aleichem. Do you know what this is? This is the Enikel of the Kapitchnet Sarev. Come sit down.
On 55th Street?
By Garden House. It's a very cover for us. So Garden House is here. Okay, so I came over here. Ish mi mekamei kol echad ba mi mekamei el mokaim Eiv. Everyone came from their mokaim. Mokaim uviyoy sam sham nes viyachad lava el Eiv habayisa linoided el of barosh, to bend their head, to wave their head, like we mentioned, to commiserate with him. Uchaderech hanetzar betzara sa'ayev, the derech of a person who participates, who is mishtatef in the tsar of their friend, yaf lenachem b'divrei tanchum, and also to comfort him with words of comfort. Okay, so Pasuk Yud Beis, they saw Eiv and they did not recognize him. That's a frightening thing. Velohi kiruhu ki nishtanim arpanov ba'avur roiv hatsaros v'hanich oivois, due to the abundant sorrows and physical suffering, they did not recognize their friend. Each person ripped his garment through earth. We are not familiar with such a minog, to take earth and to throw earth to heaven. We know. Right, I was thinking that you go to Beis HaKvaris, there is a minog to pull out grass. To pull out grass, yeah, to rip out grass. When the person leaves the cemetery, there's a minhag to rip out grass and throw it behind you. Which side? Is a hakpad, the right side, the left side? I don't remember. The right side, the left side? Yeah, you're supposed to say a pasuk. So is that related to this custom of Avelis? I have no idea. Okay, it's something good to look into. I have no idea, but this was an ancient custom they did to rip out, to take out earth. Notice that the Mitzudos, he changes it from offer to Eif. No, it says earth.
Offer. The symbolism of the grass is being thrown.
That man with a pasuk with it, man withers. It represents death. And man is like a blade of grass that just withers away. And we recognize that when we go up to a Beis HaKvaris. But here was something different. They threw earth al roshehem over above their heads, hashamoyma, towards heaven. Pasuk yud gimel aretz al hakarka litzar bitzaro. They threw it on the earth. They sat down on the earth to be mishtatif with him. The ein dover ein mi bohem dover elov dover ki ro asher gadol hakeiv meod v'loy matzu adayin mokom lenachamo. They did not find a mokom. They did not find an opening to give comfort to Eov. Let's see Rashi. Rashi goes to get aleph. Rei Eiv, the friends of Eov. We mentioned this yesterday, that the reason why friends are called Rei lashon ra. A real friend is there for you in times of evil. Good friends, are only there during the good times. When you're there during the time of Ra, that's a real friend. As we mentioned again from...
What?
Yeah. Attachment.
Yeah.
Attachment. You want to attach yourself to them only for the good. You want some of their good fortune to rub off upon you. But when things are not good for that person, then you run the other way. If you're there even when times are not so good, they're ra, that is an indication that you are a true friend. And as you mentioned again, so we repeat, the beautiful idea of Chiro Ho Adulami, a real friend is someone to whom you can reveal your sins. Yehuda considered Chiro Ho Adulami to be his best friend because it was the Chiro that he revealed that he committed the Avera of having a relationship with Tamar. So here these three, and that's exactly the point of this entire Sefer, where these friends are trying to discuss, to engage Eov, to uncover his sins, to perhaps find the reason why he is suffering in this way. Lanud kimo miyanu lach, who will bend their head. Yishai is saying to Klal Yisrael, who is going to commiserate with you? Who is going to bow their head together with you to be mishtatef in your tsar? Loi sanud olo, and Yirmiyah says, Hashem says to Yirmiyah, do not go and bend your head to lo, I think to Klal Yisrael. It's a part of the Musa that no one's going to be there to give necham to Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Yibes, the lohi kiruhu. They did not recognize something as the Mitzudas Rashas ki nishtan upon the machmas hayisurim because of the terrible yisurim. Hashamayma kilema lamala meirosha sehem fu hayelohem minog ovel. Okay, we got to look into that. I have to go do some research to try to find what this minog is all about. Minhagim.
Offer atav
el offer atav tashuv. You're going to return to offer. Okay, it's a very strange thing. You never saw anyone do this today. It's a minog, Minhagim are a whole fascinating topic. And where does this come from? Yigimol aretz al aretz letzar letzar betzaroi. That's the ikar is always to be mishtatev in the person tsar. That is yotam lacham. Before we go further, just some midrashim. Okay, from this, we mentioned over here we learn the halacha, we learn many halachas of Avelis from Eov. One we already mentioned here, that they did not speak until Eov spoke. Another halacha, which was back in the previous psukim, which I forgot to mention, we learned the halacha of Kriya. Okay, it's amazing. Going back to Perek Aleph, when he heard about the death of his children, see Hashem nos and Hashem lokach, correct? Hashem nos and Hashem lokach is Sidi Kadim, we learn from Iyo, but it says here also, when upon halacha, Omer and Barchama, here it is. It's an amazing, this is the one of the most basic halachas of Avelos, is Kriya, we learn from Iyo. Pasuk Chaf, Pas Perik Aleph, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Chaf. That's when they heard about the death of his children. Vayakom Eiv, vayikra es mi'ilo. He ripped his garment. Vayogos es rosho. He tore out the hair of his head. We discussed that. That's not so simple. Vayipol arza vayishtochu. He fell down on the ground and he bowed. Pasuk, I'm reading over here what it says in the Gemara Moed Katan. Moed Katan is the Misach that deals primarily with the laws of Avelus. Many people who study Avelus, they study Misach to Moed Katan. And there it says, Omar, I'm reading the Gemara Moed Katan of Chof Aleph. Omar Rami Bar Chama. Minayin Likriya Shehi Me'umot. How do you know that kriya must be done standing? Shenemar vayokom iyov vayikra. He stood when he did kriya. So the Gemara says, who says, the Gemara Sakasha Dilma Milsa Yiserto Huda Avat? Who says that's the halacha? Maybe Eve was just a. He was machmir. The Eloi Temahachi, I'll prove to you that it's not so. Vayogos es rosho, because it says that he pulled out the hair of his head. And we know there is no such halacha to pull out the hair of your head. In fact, one is not allowed. Lo sosimu karcha bein einechem lemeis. So the Gemara Hachinami, so the Gemara just leaves it as a question. The Gemara says it's not a full raya. But it's at least it's nasmachta. We do find that he stood, and that indeed is halacha kriya. Rachman Litzlan has to be done. Lo Yaleinu has to be done in a state of standing, because it does at least say vayokam. It's not absolute right, but it's right. So that automatically teaches us, what do we learn from this? That Eov must have been a Jew. Right, this was going back to our discussion in the beginning. Was Eov Jewish or was Eov was a non-Jew? Did Eov live before Matan Torah? After Matan Torah, was he part of Klal Yisrael, not part of Klal Yisrael? These Gemaras, which are taking halachas of Nicham Avelim or taking halachas of Kriya, seem to indicate that Eov was a Yehudi, he was Jewish, and we can learn from him halacha. Or at least when it comes to Nicham Avelim, it's not necessarily halacha, it's Nimos. Nicham Avelim is the proper Derech Eretz. There are things that we can learn even from non-Jews, what is accepted in society to be a proper way to give comfort, not to speak, not to talk until you are spoken to. Alright, okay, there is this one other medrash in Koheles Rabbah. It says here something very interesting, that these friends of Eov, you know, we don't know much about who these people were. So were they tzaddikim, were they not tzaddikim? But the medrash there, it focuses on the word mimikoma. Vayav pasuk yud aleph, they came, vayavohu ish mimikoimoi. The medrash is disturbed. It should say, vayavohu ish mibeso, vayavohu ish meiroi, vayavohu ish meartso. What's this word mimikoimoi? What's this word from their place? So the Medrash says something shocking, that in the zechus of being Menachem Eov, coming to give him comfort, they were freed from Gehenim. These people, after they died, were meant to go to their Mokom. Mokom means their ultimate Mokom. These people, it seems, according to this interpretation of the Medrash, were not tzaddikim.
It's Targum.
Targum says it?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see the Targum. I don't have a Targum. Perek Gimel. Perek Beis, let's see. Pasuk Yud Aleph.
They heard that one of them had a tree that dried.
Now we mentioned that. That we had a whole
discussion.
Yeah. Gevar me'asher uvoha zechusa is pitziu min asar mezum lahom. They were spared from the place that was designated, Bigahenim. Fascinating. So, Mimakoyma, we always think of a person's ikur mokam. This world is temporary. After this world, the person goes to his shirish, to his true mokam. And they were supposed to go to Gehenim. If Eliphaz was the son of Esav, so seemingly, and we had that discussion, was this person a tzaddik? Was he not a tzaddik? On the one hand, he was good to Yaakov, he didn't kill Yaakov. He speared Yaakov by taking away his mammon. And they were meant to go to Gehenna. Perhaps the reason why the Medrash wants to say that they were omit for Gehenna was because they don't come out looking very good in the Sefer. The things that they say to Eov in this Sefer are not in their favor. They're very critical of the Hanhagas of Hashem and of Eov. So they were meant to go to Gehenna, but because of the Chesed, their attempt to give him the Chama, to commiserate with him, to mishtatif in his Tsar, they were taken out of their makom of Gehenim after they died, and they went to Gan Eden, or at least they were not in Gehenna. That's a very powerful limud musa. That you don't know what kind of chesed, small types of chesed, to give a person comfort, to take away a small amount of tzar, you don't know how far it can go. Right? It's like we think we live in a world that if you don't learn, you're not in Koilo 24/7, you show me from Rav Steinman. And we think that if you're not in Koilo 24/7, then you're going to Gehenna. It's not the Iker. The Iker is chesed. The Iker is to do chesed, to take away the tsar, be mishtatif in the tsar of someone, be mishtatif, the kapitshner tzareva. This was what the kapitshner Ezra was all about. Chesed, to do incredible acts of chesed, this is the ikar, and it's a very powerful medrash to take note of. Okay, now we go to Perek Gimel. Now is where it really gets exciting. Okay, so put on your seatbelts. This is not easy. Vayani of Vayamar. Ion raised his voice and now finally broke his silence and he begins to complain. Yoivad Yoim Ivoledbo. He curses. He says, may the day that I was born, may it be destroyed. May that day be destroyed. Let's just read Louis like one or two psukim, and then we'll discuss the things. The Halaila Omar. The Halaila and May. Now the word Vahalaila Omar is going back on the word Yovan. It's as if you have to think the word Yovan, you have to read it twice. Yoivad. May it be destroyed. The Laila, the Halaila, that evening, Omar, in which it was said, Hoiro Gover, a man shall be conceived. Now Rashi, we'll see Rashi in the Mitzvahs in a moment, but these are mystical concepts, is that there is a Sar Shal Naila that gives a command that a person, a human being, should be conceived. A man and a husband and wife. A husband and wife, that's the name of the deen. That's another interpretation, right? But the husband and wife may be together many, many times, and a child is not born. Just because there is a marital relations does not mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from that act shall come conception. It has to be a special decree in Shemayim that a human being should be conceived at a certain point in time. Eov was born, so obviously there was a moment in time in Eov's existence when there was a decree in heaven that at this particular moment Eov should be conceived. Eov is now saying that moment should be cursed. The moment in time when the decree was issued in heaven that I should be conceived, may that moment be cursed. This is a very interesting concept. What do you mean time? That time already passed. What does that mean? Time was already over. You can't go back in time. You don't live in a time machine. So this is a very interesting idea that time repeats itself. I once had a very long discussion with Dr. Eliezer Aaron Price. He was a very zechel levrach. He was a mathematician, and he.
Statistics, right?
No.
Labor statistics.
Was he?
He was a
professor in many universities. Started out in YU. That was Aaron Holt, right? So he was very into this about the concept that time repeats itself. Time is not even very much into theory of relativity from Einstein. I have no idea what it's all about, but he would explain to me over and over and never try to knock into my head is that time repeats itself. It's not that time was. When we go through the year, when we come now to Purim, we're not just commemorating an event that happened 1,000 years ago. We are reliving the experience. Time repeats itself. If there was a moment in time when Eov was conceived, that moment exists. And that moment comes around over and over through in cycles. If it happened that moment in time produced me, a person who suffers and lives a life of agony and pain, is such a horrible thing, may we put an end to it. He's trying to be practical. This should not repeat itself. He's trying over here to accomplish something that another person should not suffer in this world the same way he has suffered. So he's trying to pinpoint that moment in time which is going to make its rounds, going to come again, and there's going to be another individual that may be nichshol, that may suffer the same fate as me. I don't want that to happen. That totally sheds new light on this whole complaint, this curse. He's not just cursing for the sake of cursing. He's trying to do something constructive. He's trying to accomplish something with the last days that he has in this world to prevent other people from suffering. You always hear about that. People who suffer, they want to do something for this world. They want that their suffering should be constructive, that someone else should not have to go through their pain. And that is the purpose of the curse, to prevent other people from suffering. And that's very noble. That's a noble thing, what he's trying to accomplish. So what with him? Yom Ivalibo, may that day that I was born be destroyed. The Halayla, Omar, and may it be destroyed the night, Omar, in which it was said, Horo Gover, may a human being be conceived. Now let's take a look at the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos is saying something extremely deep. Eov, at this point in time, there are going to be many, many, it's a long sefer, 40 something parakim. Eov is going to go through many phases. As he contemplates his suffering, he's trying to extract the shoresh. What is going on? So the first thing he says is, we'll see them soon in a moment, is that perhaps it's all totally mazel. Right? There's something called mazel. There's something in this world called fate, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's such a concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have control, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he created this thing called mazel, and that's the way it is. There are people who are lucky, and there are people who are not so lucky, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, we have such a concept that ein mazel li Yisrael, that a person, Hashem says to Avram, say, so was Eve Jewish? That goes back to the old question, the age-old question, was he Jewish, was he not Jewish? Maybe Eve was a Ben Echar. If he was a Ben Echar, then he is dependent upon Mazel. So he's coming here to save all of my problems, not because of my sins. It's because of the Shparach who put me in a certain constellation, Mazel, Zehu, and there's nothing I can do about it. And the only thing I can do is express my frustration by cursing.
Are Jews allowed to believe in mazel?
So the Gemara says yes. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says that every single person is born into a mazel. And the only thing is, and there's a certain disposition, the certain tendencies he has, and there's a certain fate that he has. The only difference is, a Jew has the koyach to overcome the mazel. And he's not locked in. He's not locked into his mazel. He has the koyach for Torah and Ma'asim Tovim and Shuv and Tzila to overcome his mazel. A goy seemingly does not. Okay, but this is the first hashkafa Eov is presenting here in the opening of the sefer. Let's go over here again. Let's see. After the 7 days passed, after 7 days of torture, he finally breaks the ice. He opens up his mouth. I'm reading the Mitzudos. He curses the day that he was born. When in his thoughts and in his idea, his notion, shekol mikre ha'adam, all events that happen to a human being, heima mugbolim umisudarim lithim arachos hakoychavim be'es haleda ve'hahe royong. Everything is predetermined. That's the way it is. You're locked in to your fate. And that's why he's forced. I have no choice. I'm forced into my situation to suffer as I do. I'm forced into my pain. Because he says, I've analyzed for 7 days, 7 nights. I've gone through my entire life. I have not committed a sin for which I am deserving of this suffering. It cannot be attributed to my sins, it must be due to my mazel. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And therefore, I am frustrated, and I express my frustration with this curse, or as we said before, he's trying at least to accomplish something that at least no one else should suffer my fate. As we mentioned, this fits very well in this idea, with the idea that we mentioned in the beginning of the Hakdamah, is that there were multiple eons. Whoever says, as Rav Schwab says, whoever said there's only one Eov, we have all these Mamari Chazal, 10 different times when Eov lived. Time of the Dar HaFlaga, the time of Avraham, the time of Moshe, the time of Shlomo, the time of the Nebuchadnezzar, the time of Ezra. The truth is, Rav Schwab, and then the Chazal say, there was no such person as Eov. Lo Hoyov, Lo Nivra, it's only a Mashal, Droish V'Kabel Socher, like the Ben Sora Mora. So Rav Schwab says, how can you reconcile all of these opinions? So many Teretz is, they're all right. Elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. There is no one single person Eof, save if it's a composite of multiple people who lived over time, over the entire time of history. And the Sefer is written al Piruch HaKodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu was putting together is a composite of all of these multiple people who suffered into one single book. And if that is true, then it makes a lot of sense, this idea when an earlier Eof was born into a certain mazel, he recognized that his suffering is not due to his sins, it's due to his mazel. He curses that moment. That moment is a terrible mazel. Any human being that is conceived at that moment in time under a certain star is destined to suffer. May that moment in time, time is a mamoshos. Time is something which is physical. There's nothing more great and more physical in this world than time. May that moment be destroyed, obliterated. May no other future, I'm version one of Eof. There's going to be another 9 Eofs coming into this world. May there not be another Eof conceived at this moment in time because they will suffer the same fate as I. Okay, so let's go back to the Mitzudah.
Could he actually, you could curse from today till tomorrow?
We don't know. Well, a Baal Madrigal's curse works. Right. We mentioned yesterday, his wife said to him, this goes back to what we said yesterday, his wife said to him, curse Hashem and you'll die. So I said to you, really? You see today people, they do the worst possible sins, they live long, healthy, prosperous lives. And they have tzaddikim who do nothing and they die. So really, his wife is so brilliant, curse Hashem, you're going to die? So either we don't know what the pasuk means, as we discussed yesterday, or maybe Eov was on a different madrega. Eov was on a different madrigal where in Achanami, if he would issue a real curse, he would die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with him on a different spiritual level. If maybe Eov was in a Baal madrigal to the degree when he cursed this moment in time, which brought about the birth, the conception of a person who suffers, maybe his curse has power. And maybe that moment in time indeed would be obliterated and no such human being would ever be born again under such a constellation that would suffer this horrible fate of suffering. So maybe he is a person whose curses do indeed work. Not like today, where we're weaklings, we're spiritual weaklings, we don't have a koyach that our curses...
Who set up the mazala is that this day should be like that?
Who says, I don't understand.
Who set them up?
Hashem set up the mazalos.
Right, so when he's cursing the...
He's cursed that it should never happen, but the mazalos only work if a person is born in this certain moment of time. If he'll destroy that moment of time, then it'll never happen such a thing again. All right, these are all very mystical things. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ma'ane Iyov, Aleph, Vayan Iyov... From the bitterness of his heart, kilel yomo al kibo horo marochos hakochav molra, because in that day it guided him, it directed him, the arrangements, the constellations of the sky arranged his evil. It's because he was born in this moment in time, he's destined to suffer harm. Okay, pasuk aleph in Rashi. Rashi Paragimel Pasuk Aleph. Give me 1 second. My Rashi over here. Okay. Naane Iyoy Vayan. So what's the word over here? What's the word Maane? I didn't even notice that word before. Maane. Maane Iyov. Iyov's response. Okay. Vayan Vayitzak. Okay, he cried out. The word vayan here, Rashi says, mean he cried out. Shekol aniyah hamur b'torah eina ela loshon haramas kol. The av lekulam the onu halevim kol ram. The levim will raise their voice and will raise their voice b'kol ram in a loud sound. So he over here, even he raised up his voice. Okay, let's go to pasuk gimel. Hayoyim ahu. He goes on. He continues his tirade. Hayoyim ahu yihi choishach. May that day, referring to the day of his birth, or the day of his conception. They're two different themes. It's not clear. Is he referring to the day of his birth or the day of his conception? The Mitzudah says day of his birth. Hayoyim ahu yihi choishach. May there be darkness. al yid rishayu eloka mimohal. May Hashem not seek it out. May Hashem not inquire that anything good should come on this day. The al tofa olav nehorot. Tofa means to shine. And may Hashem not shine upon it light. In other words, it's a poetic expression, a poetic curse. Let's take a look at the mitzvah. This pasuk says, Yoivad hayom asher neladeti bo yihye avod rotzolaymar b'chol shana. When time repeats itself, it's a very powerful concept. Time is not just something of the past. Time repeats itself. Every single year, when that day repeats itself, there shall be darkness. It should cease to exist, to wipe out a moment of time. Can there be such a thing in this world? When you actually take time, and time no longer exists, sounds like a science fiction novel. To take a moment of time and a shindig, that's what he's asking for. The halayla Omar. Now, what's going on over here, Rashi of the Mitzvahs over here is going backwards, okay? He's going backwards. The halayla Omar Hora Gover. Rotzullah Omar. The Mitzvahs appears to be out of order, because that's Pasuk Aleph. And, Wait. I'm sorry, I'm all mixed up here. I didn't read the Rashi. I'm sorry. I thought I was in Pasuk Gimel. I'm sorry. I didn't do all the Mitzudos. That's what you meant, right? Because the two Pasukim, Aleph and Beis, go together. I'm sorry. So let's continue the Pasuk Beis and the Mitzudos. He's cursing the night in which the Hora Gover. Rotzulamar. The kol kach tihi avuda halayla, asher hamaskil lodas mosai hoisa hazman ha'ibor. A person who is wise, a wise man can figure out the precise moment of conception. It used to be we had the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that people, it's a very strange thing. People would time the moment when they were with their wives so that it should not come out. They would give their wife would give birth on Shabbos. Could you imagine such a thing? We say such a thing. People would make a calculation. Today it's unheard of. Today no one can know. No, it's not exactly 9 months. And it's not 9 months. Certainly it's not 9 months to the second. But in ancient times, before the Skatnu Hadaros, a woman's body was so perfect. From the moment of conception, it was Bidiyuk. Bidiyuk, 9 months to the moment of birth. And therefore, people were very wise. They would recognize that if they're with their wife on this Tuesday night, whatever it's going to be, that means in exactly 9 months from now, the child will be born on Shabbos. Shabbos, Chil Shabbos. I don't want to have a child that will require, even though al piyad in its mutter, you're not mechuyev to think about Shabbos. Shabbos, you're only mechuyev to think about today's Wednesday. L'chu nirana l'Hashem nirilu soyashenu. You're only mechuyev to think about Shabbos Wednesday morning at the yoim. That's the first time. But to go think about what's going to be 9 months in advance, that's ridiculous. You don't have to think about that. No, they were chassidim, the anshei maisa, that took this into consideration that the child should not be born on Shabbos. So this is what the Mitzvahs over here is saying, is drawing upon that. What does it mean? It means that if a child is born, a wise man can calculate backwards when was the moment of conception. If on the birth certificate it says that this person was born on March, what's today, the 3rd? 4th? The 5th? Oh boy, the 5th? A person is born on the 5th at 11:02 and 5 seconds, immediately your mind calculates exactly the moment of conception. So that moment of conception is a cursed moment of time. Because if this person came into this world and he is a miserable person who suffers, so that means the mazel of being conceived exactly 9 months back at this very precise moment is a cursed moment. And may that moment be cursed. You know, we have this thing with Bilam. Moshe, Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, and he was waiting to say Kolem, the opportune moment, Kolem. And the Gemara even says, when is this moment? There's a very precise moment in time when the crown of the Tarnagol turns red. Right? They're red with white streaks and red streaks. And if a person says the word Kolem at exactly that precise moment in time, the Shemaim is open, his curse is effective, and who knows what he could accomplish at that moment. So we do see in Chazal that there are very, very precise moments of time which are susceptible to curse or to bring bracha or to accomplish great things. This is exactly what Eve is saying. I was born, I have a birth certificate. I was born in Indonesia. An exact moment of time. And it says when I was born, and that means wise men will come along and calculate from the moment of my birth back to the moment of conception and recognize that's a cursed moment, because look what it produced, and that moment should be cursed. It should never exist. It should never come around once again. One more time.
So that's the literal meaning of Haroah Sanova.
To see Haroah, to see what's coming for it. Yeah. Okay, it's a Gemara. It's end of Masech the Shabbos. People that the Chassidim, the Anshei Maisa, they would calculate in advance that it should not come with a Chilul Shabbos. The Halayla Amah Haragavrat Zalema V'kol Kach Tiavu the Halayla Asher Hamaskil, the wise man, Lodas Mosai Hoisaz Man Hoibor. When was the moment of conception? Omar Ba'osa Halayla. He'll figure out and he'll calculate that night, Ibor Ovi Esimi, my father impregnated my mother. Kizman Haleda Nira Viadula called the Zman of Leda. Everyone knows. Check out, go public records, right? The birth certificate. See what it says. You know that the Nira called Avulzman Huibur, for the moment of conception, requires a very complex calculation backwards. Lo Yavin Kiim Hamaskil Bechokhma. And may that moment be cursed. Now let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi Parapasic base, because I missed the whole thing over here. Rashi. Halavai, that day that I was meant to be born should be destroyed. I would not have been born, I would not have come to the world to suffer. And may that night also be destroyed. Rashi over here, so when it says in the pasuk, base, Yoivad Yoimi Valabo Vehalayla, and may the night be destroyed. Omar, who's Omar? The Mevaser. There is a Sar in heaven. There is a Malach in heaven that gives the command, that makes an announcement. We want a human being to be conceived in this moment. Omar Sheyomer Hamavaser, the announcer, Asher Olav Hadavar Hamutol, upon whom is given the task, the responsibility to issue the command, the permission for a human being to be conceived. Horo Gover Sheiber Ovi Es Imi, my father impregnated my mother. Now he just actually points out a grammatical point that the word hora is used when a man is conceived, and the word hora sa is used when a female is conceived. Benekeva noig loymar hora sa, uvezocha noig loymar hora es hanekeva. The halayla omar. Now Rashi over here is going back and he's giving us a second interpretation. He's coming over here to expand his interpretation. Ze'echam in amakoymo shechisar hamikra es tevarav, mibnei shlochut shach lefarish mihu mihu. It's a mikra chaser. It's not telling us who is making this announcement. It's just saying Omar. Omar, who's Omar? It's self-understood from the context that there is a Malach who is giving the command. Umilitzah. So I told you that before, that over here the word Umilitzah was very common in Eov. Just like we had the word Pisroina in Divrei Hayam, now we're having the same word, the expression. Omar Ho'omer. The one who says, Horo Gover, may a man be conceived, may that moment in time when the Mavaser made that statement of Horo Gover, may that moment of time be destroyed so that it should not happen again, or if you can go back in time, it should not have happened to me. The Doimelo Heyroitzin b'sela. I don't know what this means. Another example, Tanakh. I didn't look it up. Let's leave that for now. Rabbi Seinu zichronim levracha amru malach hamamuna al heheroyon laila shmo. Okay, real drush. He says instead of saying the halayla, yoivad may the night be destroyed, may the mevaser, may the malach, the Malach who is in charge of giving the command that a person should be conceived, may that Malach be destroyed. Because that, if that Malach would not have given the command, I would never have been born, I would never have come to this world to suffer. The Halayla Omar, the Mavasa, the Malach whose name is Laila, may he be destroyed to prevent him from giving out those two very powerful words, Hoiro Gover. Okay, Pasik, Gimel. Okay, we wrote in Pasuk. Let's see over here the mitzvah of Pasuk Gimel. Al Yidashayu lehashpia bo tovo mimal. May Hashem not send down good to that day. V'al tofia lo tazriach bo ora. Now what's going on? Only the evil should be destroyed. So this is a very profound concept. And Farshim point out here what Eve is saying, something very, very deep in Pasuk Gimel. There's no such thing as pure evil in this world. Everything in this world is a taruvus. There is good and bad. This is the chait of Adam of the Eitz Hadas. When Adam Harish and Ephraim, the Eitz Hadas, he mixed, he brought in, he synthesized good with bad. And our avod in this world is to extract the good, to separate once again, to bring out the good from the bad. Here, Eov comes to the realization that the day that he was born and the moment he was conceived is a very bad time. Look at what has happened. Look at the constellation. Look at his suffering. So what does he want? He wants that moment of time to be destroyed. Why? Although it's true that in this constellation, this moment of time, there is great evil, but it has to be, there is also some good. Because right, it was good for someone else in the Hanami. So, because there is no such thing in the Berea as pure evil. This was the chait of the Eitz Hadas Tov Ra. There was Tov and there's Ra. By Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas, is a mystical concept. I have no idea what they mean. Adam merged. He synthesized the two together. Eov here is saying something that Yot we have in Pirkei Avos. Yotza schoroi behefseda. Sometimes it's kedai to do something because there's good that comes from it. But if there's so much evil that comes from this act, it overwhelms the good and it's just not worth it. It's yotza schoro, the reward that you get for doing something is negligible. Kineged, relative to the hefsid, to the harm and the pain and suffering that come with it. So here he's saying, I recognize that if my curse succeeds in destroying the moment, that day in the calendar, there'll no longer be 365 days. There'll be 364 days. That moment in time when I was conceived will be destroyed. If we're going to destroy it, but who knows how much bracha will also be destroyed with it.
I mean, he had 70 years
good
of Shangri-La.
Yeah, right. He had 70, so he's saying in his own life, it wasn't worth it. He's saying it wasn't worth it. The 70 years, that's exactly what he's saying here. The 70 years of my good life and my success and my children, it wasn't worth it because of this 1 year of my life. It's a very frightening thing. Unfortunately, we hear people say this. You hear people who suffer.
1 year of suffering.
It's only 1 week. It didn't even happen yet. It's only 1 week, exactly. It's we don't know what's going on. We don't exactly know, understand what's happening here. But he's saying all of the good, but he says, to paraphrase what he's this pasuk, yotza schoroi behefseda. The schar is nothing. I'm willing to be meichel all the good, so that I should not have to come and suffer this hefsit.
But he already had the good.
He already had the good. Mm-hmm. But he's coming to wish. I would have been meichel. Meichel tovos. Or he's coming, as we said before, he's coming to prevent this from happening into the future. He's made a calculation for all of the future eos, which will be conceived in this mazel and be born on this day. I'm telling you, I'm making a decision for you. It's not kedai to have those 70 good years for this 1 week of misery that you can have at the end. And that's what he says. Yoivad, everything should be destroyed. Oh, but how could you do that? What about all the good, the 70 years of good? That's right. I'm moichel Hashem, all the good. Hayoim hahu yihye choyshech. Let it be choyshech. I reinforce my statement, my curse. And the good shouldn't come. Al Yidrashayu Elokami Mol, Hashem should not seek it out as Mitzudas and Rashi, because when Hashem is Dorish, Hashem is only Dorish for good. V'al Tofa, it should not shine Olof Mehora light. Light always refers to, by Yarashem is Kol Asher Osvi, Hinei Toiv Mo, the Or is Gov, the good, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. It's a very profound, deep concept that is being brought out in this little, seemingly innocent pasuk. Let's see again the pasuk one more time. The mitzudos, ya'al yidashayel ha'shviya lov tev mimal ya'al tofiyel lo tizrach alov oira. Rashi pasuk, Gimel, Hayoy Mahu Yihe Choshech, Tomit, Bechol Shona Kishagi Oisayom, Rashi repeating himself, same as he said before, Al Yid Rushay Olokamimal, Litoiva, it's not worth it. The Al Toif Alov Nahora, Oira Kamot Sohar, Umitargimino Nehar, Noach built a Teva, and he made a Tsohar. What's a Tsohar? A window or a light. He, in the Targum there, says the same word, Nahora is light. Okay, now, the Medrash in the Bereishis Rabbah is something a little bit interesting. He says, I don't really know, there must be some deeper meaning in this Medrash, so I'll tell you what it says. Eoiv Mekalel Esyoim Leidaso Velel Iburo. Okay, he cursed the day that he was born and the day he was conceived. Hadohu Dixiv Yoivad Yom Yival Lebov Halayla Omar. Omar Rebbe Morinois Bar Hoshaya. Omar Eoiv Halavai Hoysa Imi Nida. B'shoa shebo lehiz dakeik lo. Halavai, my mother would have been a nida at that moment in time. That's what it says. Shetoy ma'lo, what's the raya? What does the Medrash get this word? Horo gover. Ein achshav eis heroyon migover. When the husband would have said to his wife, now is the time. So she would say, what was an ancient response of a woman to say to her husband, I'm a nida? Okay, you don't say the word nida. The way you tell your husband, I'm a nida, is you say, hora gover. It was an expression, that's what the Medrash says. Hora gover, which means, okay, hora means, it's not, hora is translated, it's not the time. Ein achshav eis. I don't know, hora, loshnov. Medrash Rab, Bereishis Rabba standard. Okay, run in the mill. Samach dalet hey. Samach Dalet Hey. Hora is a composite of two words. Obviously, it comes to the word Heroyon, conception, but also somehow built into this word, I don't know the grammar, it means it's not the time. It's not the time to conceive a Gover, a man. It's not the Malach saying this, given we learn according to Rashi, we learned three perushim total. Rashi says this mystical perush that there's a demon, there's a malach in Shemayim that gives permission and he issues the command, Horo gover, may a man now be conceived. The Medrash says no. It's what the wife says to a husband when she is a nida, and she says Horo gover, desist. It's not a time now when it's roy to conceive a human being because I am a nida. So he's saying, halavai, it should have been that night. The halai, go back to the pasuk days. According to this interpretation. But we have to also know that goyim, there's a lot of research done into this, is that goyim also were nizer in this concept of nida. It was considered to be something unclean and unhealthy in ancient times.
But we don't know what nida is of us.
Ziva, right? So when a woman, even a non-Jewish woman, when she was a nida for a period of time, their husbands would stay away, would refrain from being with them. So according to this interpretation, it's like a rhetorical question. The halayla omar halavai, it should have been on that night. My mother would have said to my father, "Horo gover, I'm a nida, and it's not a time for a child to be conceived." Then he would have been born another day, another night, another time, which would have been under a different constellation, which would have not resulted in this enormous pain that he is going through. All right, so that concludes Pasuk Aleph Beis and Gimel, and we'll leave it with that. Tomorrow we'll pick up a Pasuk Dalet.